show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, hello. Everyone, it's Cliffo and Gabby, the podcast. Had a great day yesterday.
It was fab.
Me and you are in my backyard filming the film clip for our Queensland Christmas Carol, which you will actually hear coming up on the podcast.
Yeah, but definitely go check out the video because I had the privilege of pushing Cliffo into the pool
you
at the end.
Did.
It was the best day of my life.
Podcast exclusive, guys, as well. You won't get this on the radio show. There's a podcast exclusive. We faked it. That was set up. The push in the pool was planned.
Cliffo wanted to go in the pool.
I actually suggested it.
It was a hot day.
It was a hot day. I was happy. I hung around after you guys left.
Yeah, his boardies on and he was pool. Like, come on, Gab,
push me in the pool. This is a great idea. Anyway, you're going to hear that. We had Jerry Bamman on this morning who played Uncle Frank in Home Alone. Talked about the grossest thing your kids have put in their mouth. A huge Cliffo and Gabby pod on the way. After my son tried to eat a decorative candy cane yesterday, one of the solar light-up types you put in the garden.
Yeah, they're huge.
At the front of daycare. Turn my back for 2 seconds.
Thought it was real.
Yeah, turn around. He's macking on the... Like, he's really getting into it to the point where he's put teeth marks along the top of the plastic candy cane. Very festive thing to put in your mouth. But kids do this. Like, I don't think that's particularly gross, but kids put gross stuff in their mouths.
My nephew was sucking on the handrail of the trolley at Woolies last time I was there.
That's a good one.
It's gross because how many germs and hands have been touching that thing?
That is not a COVID-safe kid.
No! Right?
13, 10, 60. Jamie is here. Jamie, grossest thing your kids put in their mouth?
A dead frog.
A dead frog.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dead amphibians. I think they're all foul.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also has put cockroaches and flies on there as well.
Cockroaches and flies.
Where's he getting his hands on all of these dead creatures?
So we lived out on property.
Okay.
And we just had heaps of bugs.
So just pick them up and,
When we were moving out, that's when I found the frog in his mouth. And he was full on just munging on it.
Yeah, just love and life.
Just bugging on it, like chewing gum.
What of it, Mum? What up?
He was only like 10 months old, and I was just like, oh, what the hell?
Hey, builds up the immune. Thanks for the call, Jamie. Okay. Emma's next. Emma, grossest thing your kid put in their mouth?
My now 5-year-old, when he was about 6 months old, was crawling along and found a dead lizard.
Oh!
And it was like a gecko, and he ate it.
Ooh.
And no word of a lie, that kid smelt like roadkill when you drive past something. Yeah. Like roadkill,
That's disgusting.
Yeah, gecko. Dead geckos are gross little creatures. I don't know. I think it's because they've got that sort of soft amphibian kind of skin that makes it even... I mean, all dead animals.
All dead.
He's still alive, so.
He's still alive. That's good.
He's still alive.
That's good.
He can tell that story. He's 21st.
Yeah, that time I ate a gecko.
He's in the back.
Thanks, Emma, and thank you to your son for the content.
Bye.
Justin's here. Justin, grossest thing your kid put in their mouth?
A 3-year-old son pulling baby wipes out of the packet and started chewing on them.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, better reused.
Yeah.
Than used.
I used to love sucking on wet washers when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's a comfort thing,
but
isn't
then
it?
I guess there was, like, baby wipes have more of a, like, a detergent
like
in
a
them.
Chemically
thing. Especially for a scented one.
Yeah, but I'll come back to it again. Better pre-used than
that's
used.
True.
Justin, thank you for the call, mate.
No worries.
Kataya, you're next. Grossest thing your kid put in their mouth?
So when me and my partner woke up one night, my son was in his cot and he painted his cot in poo. Like, he'd take his own nappy off.
Every parent has this at one stage,
gross.
At least in life.
Yeah, it's gross.
And this is about putting something in mouth.
Yeah, please, no.
So do we need to specify that happened, or is that just assumed?
No, that definitely happened. We've seen him doing it.
Yeah, all right. We went there. I mean, when I threw the topic idea out there, grossest thing your kid put in their mouth.
We should have expected this.
How did I expect poo not to come up?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Sick of songs about snow, winter and freezing cold? This is Cliffo and Gabby's Queensland Carol.
We've done it. With your help, we have created a Queensland Carol. So it was suggested a couple of weeks ago that there's no summertime Queensland-inspired Christmas songs out there. They're all too wintry. And so we got all your suggestions for things that would need to be in a Christmas Carol representing Queensland, and we've tried to include all of those references in a remake of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
We got a carol coach along the way in Mark Holton from Australian Idol, Queensland's sibling legends,
Shepherd.
The band Shepherd jumped
their
on board
advice
to help us out. It's all led to this point. I played it to Gabby yesterday. You heard it. This is all of your laughs compiled into one, so you clearly liked it.
It's so much better than I expected it to be.
Yeah. It's all come to this, the moment. Yeah. We are about to play, for the first time ever, the carol that Queensland built, and we want... And we're just going to say this quickly before we play it.
Yes.
We want carols to critique it.
Because it's a carol.
On 131060. So after we play it, we're going to open the phones.
To carols.
But only to carols.
So if you are a carol or you know a carol, get on the phone right now, 131060, so that you can critique the carol as a carol.
But only carols can
only
do it.
Only carols.
Will we accept a carol line?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're a carol or a carol line.
If you've got carol in your name, call us.
Maybe
right
you
now.
Are former NRL player Mark Carroll.
That's all right. There's carol
Mark,
in your name.
Call us. So only carols can critique it, but without further
carol
ado.
Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin.
Can you please call?
If she's not busy killing husbands, she can critique our Queensland Christmas carol. Thank you to everyone who made it happen.
Here it is.
For the first time ever. Pluggers around the Christmas tree on here.
Pluggers around the Christmas tree. It's a sweaty holiday. Burn your backside on a slippery slide. Throw those prawn shells away. Pluggers around the Christmas tree. Christmas crackers exploding.
Later, Mum sings some Midori splice and she'll do some karaoke-ing.
You will get that Queensland Christmas feeling with sunburn. Voices singing past the esky.
Slap the mozzies, so damn pesky.
Pluggers around the Christmas tree, it's a sweaty holiday.
Got your cricket bat, sunscreen on your back, and a Bundy rum for Uncle Ray.
You will get that Queensland Christmas feeling with sunburn. Crayfish cooking, cane toe topping.
Get the gift cards for Boxing Day shopping.
Pluggers around the Christmas tree, it's a Queensland holiday. Forex in hand, but crack full of sand. It's the Queensland Christmas way.
There it is.
The Queensland carol.
The carol Queensland built. I'm so happy with how it turned
out. I'm stoked.
However, my opinion doesn't matter because I'm not a carol.
Right.
So that's
only
all that
carol's
we want
opinions
now.
Matter.
If you are a carol, give us a call on 131060.
Let us know what you thought.
We want your carol review of our carol. Line number one, hello, is this a carol?
Yes, this is a carol. I'm a Carol O'Reilly.
Hello, Carol O'Reilly. Okay, you
certainly love that you're a carol.
Qualify, you are a carol, so you are qualified to critique our carol.
Yes.
And what did you think, Carol?
Well, I thought you did a really good job. Yep, I wear my pluggers everywhere.
Oh, great. I thought there was a butt coming, but there was no butt.
No butt.
Great. Awesome.
No. Yeah, I thought it was great. I loved the bit about the mozzies and the mum having a splice and doing the karaoke.
Well, you got to see the film clip as well, because Gabby plays the role of mum on Midori splice.
Karaoke-ing.
Oh, so very well, Carol. 131060, it's Carol here. I feel really weird, like we don't need to intro names.
No, it's all Carol.
We've sort of set this up, but Carol number two, what did you think?
I thought it was amazing.
What was your favourite part?
Well written. Oh, the sunburn, the Midori splice, the karaoke.
Yeah.
Covered everything.
A lot of carols are loving the Midori splice. I think we've really hit a nerve.
Carols love Midori. Carols love Midori. It's a carol thing. Beautiful Carol, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all, and thank you very much for producing that.
Oh, you are welcome.
Carol number three. What did you think, Carol number three?
It was awesome. Your singing is so amazing, and the chorus words were just the best.
What was your favourite part? Like, if you
the
your favourite Queensland reference?
I think just the beaches.
Beach, yeah, the beaches, the sand in the butt crack.
Yeah.
That you don't know where the sand come from.
That you get sand everywhere, don't you?
I will be honest too, Carol. We went, because there's a film clip to this you can see now at our socials, at Cliff on Gabby, and we were like, what are we going to shoot for the butt crack bit? Like, whose butt crack are we going to...
We just decided to skip over that.
Yeah,
bit.
There's no butt crack.
No one wants to see it.
Someone's over on here filming.
Julie
Robertson. Yeah, maybe their butt crack.
Julie Roberts and George Clooney.
Yeah, we could get their butt crack.
Good butt cracks.
Yeah. If we could get it, I'd get it.
High profile butt cracks to be in the film clip. Great suggestion, Carol. Alpha Bucks. Okay, guys. So Alpha Bucks is changing tomorrow.
Yes.
Because, okay, backstory. If we don't give away the $5,000 before Christmas, the money counters, the bean counters,
yeah,
they take it back.
Grinch comes in.
Yeah, the Grinch.
Steals the money from the elves. And everyone will be in tears.
Tomorrow we're going to play twice. Once after 7:30, once after 8:30. And then I don't know what we're going to do Friday if it doesn't go off. But we're going to give away a clue for our first game after 7:30 now.
So that is Wish. And I know you're wishing you got $5,000. So Wish is the answer you need for the 7:30 game.
Of Alpha Bucks in the morning, you could be $5,000 richer on Hit.
Do you want to hear hypocrisy in action? Hold on to your butts, because here we go. A Queensland real estate agent has sent out an email to all the tenants on their books, and they have said, "This year has been particularly challenging for both our tenants and property owners alike, and we understand some tenants would like to thank their property owner for everything in 2021.
Hold on. So... The tenant thanks the landlord?
Yes. So they have actually gone on to list out and link different kind of grazing boxes and hampers at different prices.
If you want to say...
that you could buy for your landlord.
So essentially it's saying, thank you
for letting
me
house.
Pay off your mortgage.
Exactly.
So I would like to thank you for letting me pay your mortgage.
Exactly.
With a grazing box.
So there are grazing boxes from $50 all the way up to $150 that they've linked. And they've even put on there that our team are happy to facilitate the purchasing and delivering of the gift. You just pick it, we invoice you, and we will organised to get it to the landlord. And I was reading this, and there's a lot of people commenting.
The hide, Gabby. The hide.
I know. But this is where the hypocrisy comes in, because I both rent and I own. So I'm a landlord and I'm also
a tenant. Yeah.
And as a landlord, I love gifts. So if anyone wants to gift me a grazing box for being a great landlord, I am open to that. However, as a tenant, I would like a gift, please, because my hot water tap hasn't been working in 5 weeks.
No.
So if you could fix that, then maybe I'll
buy
you a gift.
As a tenant and a landlord, essentially, you just negative yourself out. You give a gift, you receive one. You're
gift myself.
Back to square one.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
This will be the final Hacky Gabby of the year, so I wanted to make it really Christmassy today for the Hacky Gabby.
It's kind of sad.
It is a little bit.
It's been a big year.
It's been a big year of hacks.
Lazy girl.
Yeah,
hacks.
I try to help you cut corners, save money, save time, save effort.
Increase laziness.
Increase laziness, give you more time in your day to watch TV.
Who better than Hacky Gabby?
Exactly.
To bring that into our lives.
And so this one, I wanted it to be super Christmassy, and it's based around your Christmas tree, because I know how expensive a really full, beautiful Christmas tree, fake Christmas tree can be.
Yeah, oh, they're not cheap.
Pricey,
if you want a good one,
you're
in for hundreds.
Hundreds of dollars. So I actually found this hack from a woman online who bought her tree from Kmart. A very affordable fake Christmas tree. It wasn't quite as full as she wanted it to be.
Yeah.
So she bought two.
Oh.
So she then took the branches off the second one right down near the stem, well, the fake stem of the tree, the trunk. And then she attached...
You're really drilling in that it's not a real Christmas tree.
Well, you can't do this with a real one. It wouldn't work.
We got that the first time. Third time? So, not necessary. We're dealing with a fake tree, guys.
You take the fake branches off the
fake tree.
And then...
For your fake Christmas.
And then you cable tie them on to the branches of the first tree, and then you get double the branches. It's fuller. You can fluff it up more, and you get double the tree. Yeah. And then it looks like, you know, $1,000 tree for only $200. And I just love this so much because it's very similar to the process of doing hair extensions.
Right.
You just like attach a bit of hair to another bit of hair and thicken it up. You're just doing that with the Christmas tree.
And other bitches be like, I can tell.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been so moved this week with all the Love Actually scenes of families being reunited at airports. It's been all over our TVs, and the Kleenex have not had more of a workout this year.
Gabby's had like this beautiful old panda bear look going on just constantly. It's been so beautiful to watch all this, and we thought, hey, could we do that for two special humans? So we really, really rushed a Cliffo and Gabby flight reunite. Big shout out to producer Brooke, boss man Dan.
Behind the scenes,
Beck
was
and
a
Zoe
nightmare.
In promotions.
But
you know,
it was all
Carly,
worth it.
One of our digital legends as well too.
Yeah.
It's been a huge effort by everyone behind the scenes to pull this off, but we got there. And this is the moment that it happened, that Lee got to see her sister Brianna for the first time in 2 years. See the video now at our socials, at Cliffo and Gabby on Facey and Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen. I had a dream that someday I would just fly away.
The borders are finally reopened to Queensland this week. So many families reuniting. It's just been a love fest all over the state, which is really beautiful. But we actually found someone who hasn't seen her sister in 2 years. And we're doing a secret reuniting. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Brianna, who's just flown in from Sydney, joins us in studio right now.
Now, your sister Lee has no idea she's about to meet you and see you again for the first time in 2 years.
How often do you talk?
Every day.
Tell us, what does your sister mean to you? And
she means the world to me.
Why'd you get so, how so close?
Well, we're 9 years apart, but we're just like best friends. Like just growing up with her, we're just best friends.
So how hard has it been apart for 2 years?
It's been really hard.
What's it like knowing that you are in the same building as your sister?
Oh, I'm so excited to see her.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
So I guess the plan is we're going to get you out of here, but your sister has no idea this is going on. She just thinks she's coming in because she's won a random prize.
Yeah.
Little does she know, you're the prize.
I'm the prize, yeah. So I had a dream that I'd just fly
away, away, oh. She's coming in.
Just waiting. Here's your prize.
Oh my God, Bubby!
Oh my God, I'm tearing up.
What the hell?
How hard has it been for you to be away from your family and not seeing your sister for 2 years?
I miss my family a lot. Yeah, it's been really hard because like my sister, she's gone through a lot, and
so
it's so hard to, you know, be so far away and her. Not to be right near her, just to, you know, like, hey, I'm here.
I'm here now. I think I'm crying more than they are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks for being part of Reunite Flight.
Thank you so much. Seriously. We appreciate it so much. It's beginning to cost a lot like Christmas. Get your double smoked Oakfield ham only at Cornet Supermarkets. Hits Helping Hands. This is coming to a close on Friday, giving away helping hams every day to those who need them or deserve them in the lead up to Christmas. A whole ham.
Yeah. Three to go.
Yeah.
This is our third last ham right now. Andy's on the phone. Andy, it's Cliffo and Gabby. How are you?
Oh, good, mate. How are you?
Good, mate.
Good.
Surprise. We've been talking to your wife, Kelly, all about you. Andy?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Turns out she's been destroying Christmas hams for you for the last 11 years.
Yeah. We haven't had one for a while.
No. Everything she touches in the kitchen turns to charcoal.
Oh, it's not that bad. No, definitely not.
Yeah, she paints a pretty bleak picture, I'm not going to lie. The other thing, quickly, like, we won't go into specifics because it's your job and all that, but you work full-time in mental health, which is just such an important job that you do. It's an area that needs so much focus. So, Kelly really appreciates what you do, and so do we. So we, my friend, are going to give you a helping ham, a free leg of ham for Christmas.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Your wife nominated you for this, and she's promised Andy that she's not going to touch the ham.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, you've given it to me, so I'll just step back from it.
It's your ham. Brilliant. You do what you want with the ham.
That's just for code. You have to bake it, slice it, and then give her some.
Yeah, right. No, that's great. No, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Andy, and thank you for the hard work that you've done all this year, mate. Like I said, it's an important job you're doing. Yeah, we thank you for it, mate. Well done.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. A few days left to register as well at hit.com.au for Hit's Helping Hams. Get your double smoked Oakfield hams only at Cornett's Supermarket. The Hit Breakfast Show.